UFOs and Esotericism by Charles Lear. From the days of flying saucers in the 1940s and 1950s, up until the present, where many now prefer the term unidentified aerial phenomena, UAP, investigators and researchers have approached the mystery using scientific methods. However, this is not the case for all who have sought answers as to the source and purpose of the reported encounters with strange things in our skies. Many have turned to esotericism, in addition to science, as a means of inquiry. This approach has actually been present from the very beginning of modern ufology, and those interested in the subject might consider looking into it, even if only from a historical or sociological perspective. Esoteric is defined by the Merriam-Webster Dictionary as designed for or understood by the specially initiated alone. When one talks of esotericism in association with UFOs or the paranormal, one is usually referring to what has become known as Western esotericism, which is a term used to describe a loosely connected group of religious and philosophical ideas that deviate from Judeo-Christian beliefs and post-Enlightenment rationalism. By the late 19th century, organized groups and secret societies had developed around these esoteric ideas, two of the most prominent being the Hermetic Order of the Golden Dawn and the Theosophical Society. Both of these adhered to the belief that there is a group of cosmic beings that can be contacted by adepts who wish to receive ancient wisdom and advice. The Theosophical Society still exists today. Arguably, the first group to investigate claims of a mysterious flying object was the Borderland Sciences Research Association. Formed in Southern California by Mead Lane, along with Max Freedom Long, BSRA was an association dedicated to paranormal research and included parapsychologists, spiritualists, and theosophists. Their research methods included yoga, Kabbalistic technique, and spirit channeling. Their main spirit channeler was Mark Probert, the telegnostic from San Diego. The group put out its first newsletter, The Round Robin, in February 1945. It wasn't long before they were investigating what they called the Aethership Mystery. The October 1946 issue of Round Robin has an article by Mead Lane titled Welcome Corita. It describes a sighting reported to Lane via telephone by Mark Probert. Probert said he and a boy watching a meteor shower saw an object about the size of an extremely large plane with two reddish lights. He said he saw it twice, at first moving faster than any plane and then flying across the moon. According to him, the flapping of its wings was plainly visible. He described it as somewhat luminous. The boy, Fernando Estevan, corroborated Probert's description, saying it was certainly not a plane. No plane could maneuver that way. In addition to those of Probert and Estevan, 11 other witness descriptions from different areas around San Diego are included. After the witness descriptions, Lane tells his readers, "What we are about to do will delight our enemies, make the blood of our best friends run cold. We are going to declare our personal, editorial, present, and tentative acceptance of certain psychic, mediumistic, and clairaudient communications." Lane then includes a statement by Probert, who received information about the object by his clairaudience. According to Probert, the object, called a Corita, was sent to our planet by people from a far-off planet. It had 10,000 parts, was made of balsam wood coated with a thin layer of alloy, and the wings were operated by small yet powerful electric motors. The people who sent the ship did so to make contact and hoped to make a landing before a group of scientists at an isolated spot. After this, the Aethership Mystery was included among the group's investigations. In 1950, BSRA published The Aethership Mystery and Its Solution, a booklet for public information, written by Mead Lane. Among Lane's conclusions were that the mystery ships materialize out of the etheric plane known as Etheria, that little men may have actually been our size, but shrinkage may have occurred during materialization, that then present-day science was not equipped to deal with the mystery, and that the occultism of today is the science of tomorrow. A modern-day Swedish researcher who has looked deeply into esoteric influences on UFO investigation is Håkon Blomqvist, a doctor of philosophy and director of the Institute of Contemporary History. Blomqvist was one of the founders in 1973 of the Archives for UFO Research, now Archives for the Unexplained, and is still active with the organization today. Blomqvist wrote a book on UFOs and esotericism, published in 2013, titled Return of the Gods, UFOs and the Esoteric Tradition. It has not been translated to English, but in 2017, Blomqvist released a PDF collection of his blog, Håkan Blomqvist's Blog, titled Esotericism and UFO Research, a selection and compilation of blog entries 2013 to 2017. Blomqvist informs his readers that the founders of Sweden's UFO movement in the 1950s were active members of the Theosophical Society ADYAR. According to him, when the contactees came to prominence after the 1953 publication of George Adamski's book, The Flying Saucers Have Landed, co-authored with Desmond Leslie, there were two camps among the world's UFO researchers, those who were open to the claims of the contactees and those who dismissed them outright. The contactees' claims of communication, both verbal and psychic, with otherworldly beings, fit in with the beliefs of the Theosophists. Because most of the Swedish UFO researchers were Theosophists, Sweden became a contactee-friendly country. Blomqvist identifies the main influence in the development of Sweden's UFO movement as Edith Nicolaisen, who founded the New Age publishing company Parthenon. According to him, Nicolaisen and the three women making up Parthenon's board were all active members of the Theosophical Society ADYAR. Nicolaisen began a correspondence with Adamski in 1954 and published his and Leslie's book in Swedish, the first UFO book published in that language, in 1957. There was a shift in 1966 with the publication of a book by K. Gösta Rehn, The Flying Saucers, Documents and Theories. Rehn was the Swedish regional director of the American-based Aerial Phenomena Research Organization. APRO was very scientific in their approach to the mystery and dismissive of the contactees. Rehn was also scientific in his approach, and his book had an influence among Swedish researchers. UFO organizations in Sweden began to form that were more science-based, and the most prominent of these was UFO Sweden, formed in 1970. The organization is still active today and manages AFU. Blomqvist was a member in 1973 when he helped found AFU and is still an active member today. In spite of the organization's emphasis on science, those with esoteric beliefs were and still are welcome to participate. Today, many researchers around the world approach the UFO mystery with a combination of science and esotericism. The esoteric aspect ranges from entertaining the idea that we are being contacted by intelligences that exist in another dimension to attempts at initiating contact by psychic means. Dr. J. Allen Hynek, Jacques Vallée, and John Keel, all researchers with backgrounds in science, greatly influenced the adoption of this approach as they all came to the conclusion that science alone was not up to the task of solving the mystery. As valid as this sort of approach might be, good luck getting funding.